From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, February 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about this year's Bilingual Teacher of the Year. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is under fire from Republicans for his plans for a popular state tax credit. Dave McKinney has more.
Until last year, the state's standard exemption tax credit automatically grew with inflation. But lawmakers paused that growth for a year to save the state money and set it up to fully resume for the 2024 tax year. Now, Pritzker is tinkering with that plan, but not raising the credit to fully cover the effects of inflation. That's drawing complaints from the number one Senate Republican, Minority Leader John Curran.
This is going to hit low-income, middle-income families, and it is a tax increase.
The governor's proposed increase saves a family of four about $25, but the GOP says it really ought to be closer to $70 for a family of four. This is Dave McKinney.
Pritzker wants to spend $5 million next year to help convert temporary migrant shelters. Alex Degman reports.
It's part of the governor's overall plan to spend $182 million to provide services for migrants during the next fiscal year. He says there will come a time when shelters housing asylum seekers are no longer needed, and it's time to start thinking about what to do with those spaces.
Neighborhood clinics, community centers, workforce training, housing. There are lots of good ideas that I've heard from people.
Pritzker says the communities themselves would decide how to use the spaces. The city of Chicago reports nearly 36,000 asylum seekers have arrived since August 2022, with more than 12,000 currently living in shelters. I'm Alex Degman.
And Pritzker wants to spend millions of dollars to help decrease the number of black women who die during pregnancy or shortly after giving birth. Sarah Fenton reports Pritzker presented the plan as part of his $53 billion budget for the next fiscal year.
Pritzker's plan includes $4.4 million to study the state's maternal mortality rate and create a plan to help pregnant women and new mothers. It also includes $1 million to help midwives and other community-based providers open practices and gain Medicaid certification. Pritzker says community-based care is necessary to reduce the state's racial disparities in maternal mortality. Carbondale-based independent doula Chastity Mays says the state needs more providers helping pregnant people.
Removing the barriers for Black women who are doulas, midwives, lactation consultants is just going to open up the doors for them to serve the clientele that we need to reach.
According to the Illinois Department of Health, Black women are three times as likely to die from pregnancy-related medical conditions as white women. I'm Sarah Fenton.
Still to come, we'll learn more about this year's Bilingual Teacher of the Year. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
From Independent Lens, Breaking the News is a new documentary that tells the story of a scrappy group of women and LGBTQ+ journalists who buck the status quo. They focus on people who have been excluded from mainstream news coverage before they launch The 19th, which is a news startup that combats misinformation and elevates voices often left out of the American story. Breaking the News is available to stream for free with the PBS app starting February 19th. Visit your device's app store now to download the PBS app.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A Monmouth-Roseville teacher in Western Illinois is the State Board of Education's Bilingual Teacher of the Year. Jane Carlson tells us about her work in a community that is becoming increasingly diverse.
Sarah Mendez always knew she wanted to be a teacher, but figuring out what kind of teacher took more time. As the daughter of an immigrant, the choice eventually became clear.
My father is immigrated from Mexico when he was younger, and my mother was born here, and I was raised always around people from other backgrounds. And I really noticed how education made a difference for people who were trying to make their lives better.
So Mendez decided she wanted to be a teacher who helps kids who have arrived in a new country make their way. And she does just that inside her classroom in Roseville, in a rural school district where nearly one in five students is an English language learner.
This is an eighth grade English language development class, and we follow the same curriculum as a regular all native English speaker English classroom would, but usually at a little slower pace, and we go a little more in depth.
That means there's more vocabulary, more writing, and just more practice to help the students learn English.
which is really hard to do simultaneously alongside learning eighth grade math and socializing science. When you don't know enough English, we need to help you get those skills up to where you can be successful across the board.
When Mendez first started teaching in the district 15 years ago, she was one of three bilingual educators, and she had fewer than a dozen students. All were Spanish speakers, and they weren't what the district calls newcomers. They had intermediate language skills. That has changed in Monmouth Roseville.
Now we have this huge, amazing population of almost 400 students, 25 languages more, 20 birth countries, just all over the world. We have all sorts of different kinds of people, and that has really just, wow, just contributed so much to our community.
Mendez says she tries to find ways to help students from the Congo to Mali treasure where they're from, such as putting on a cultural program every year where students can explore their heritage. Amy Freetag is Director of Multilingual Learners at Monmouth Roseville. She leads a team of 20 teachers working with English learners at all grade levels. She says just since winter break this year, the district has welcomed new students and families from Guatemala, Mexico, Guinea, Malaysia, and Yemen, who speak languages including Spanish, French, and Arabic.
I feel like our entire district is so welcoming and excited. We get a new language or we get connection with a new country, and everyone's trying to learn as much as they can about that language or that country.
Freetag says they've seen an uptick of new English language learners since the pandemic. And while the majority of immigrants and refugees are coming to the area to work at the Smithfield Foods plant in Monmouth, others come because they already know people there. The teacher's work is not without challenges. Freetag says in addition to language barriers, many students have gaps in their education. She says Mendez has done extra training to teach foundational English skills to students who arrive at Monmouth Roseville with those gaps in their education, or who aren't starting school in the U.S. until 7th or 8th grade.
Even as an 8th grade teacher, she's done all of the training similar to what our elementary teachers have done. And since she has taught in elementary and in junior high, she just has the widest repertoire of skills to be able to meet students exactly where they are, which is exactly what you need in order to teach English learners.
And she says Mendez is the most devoted teacher she's ever met. Mendez says her job is kind of like giving students training wheels and also getting them out of their comfort zone. And with those newcomers, there's often what the teachers call a silent period as they're getting acclimated. But with patience, devotion, and guidance, there are breakthroughs, success stories, and joy in Ms. Mendez's classroom.
You spend all this time just talking to them and helping them figure out how things work and where to go. And then one day they say, "Can I please go to the bathroom?" And you're like, "It's a full sentence. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you." And that's like the goal, right? It's like just keep helping them, keep supporting them until they have those aha moments and really are able to stand on their own.
The state superintendent of schools surprised Mendez with her award in a Zoom call. She joins a cohort of 15 teachers across the state who are honored this year for their extraordinary contributions. I'm Jane Carlson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Dave McKinney, Alex Degman, Sarah Fenton, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.